fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Great, Carolyn. Doing any better would be a sin.
Oh. Thank you for holding us.
Morning.
It's
morning. Morning, Dan. What's looking good today?
If I knew, I wouldn't be in this business. Get out while you're young, kid. I came here one day, I sat down, and look at me now.
Oh, look at you now. Morning, Brian.
A hot IPO, X-Tong.
Hey, Chuck E. Right.
Cheers.
How's the woman slayer?
Still looking for the right 18-year-old wife. How are you doing, pal?
Well, fine. Your looks better.
Takes years of genetics, Yale education, and the right tailor.
Yeah, not that you learn anything, Chunk. Marv?
Hey.
Marv, I got a feeling that we're going to make a killing today.
Oh, yeah? Where's your machine gun?
Jesus, you can't make a buck in this market. The country's going to hell faster when that son of a bitch Roosevelt was in charge. Too much cheap money sloshing around the world. First mistake we ever made was letting Nixon get off the gold standard. Putney Drug, you boys might want to take a look at it.
No, take 5 years for that company to come around.
But they got a good new drug. Stick to the fundamentals. That's how IBM and Hilton were built. Good things sometimes take time.
Look sharp today, boys, especially your rookies. The Nikkei Index closed up 90 points last night. We expect heavy Japanese buying on the opening. Firm has 200,000. Steel for sale in big blue, 350,000 pork and beans. Get on the horn with your institution. Report on their appetite for these utilities are our top priority today. Okay, let's go to work.
And they're off and running.
We climbed up to 60,000 FTC at 48 and a half. Yes, that's right. Right. Coming down on that. Right. 432.
Renner.
Yeah, here's a hot lead. Research has put thrust on the recommended. What?
Yeah, dump them for Christ's sake. Let's go.
30,385. I go along at 23.
You got it. Now you own it.
Conway's there, let me check it.
10,000
$10,000 at the quarter. That's industrial oil.
$29,000 Niagara's for Templeton.
Mr. Harrison, I don't know if you're aware of this enough, but we are in the middle of the biggest bull market of our generation or any other I've ever witnessed. No, sir, it's not going to be. Sir, if you just take 5 minutes of your time.
Tribe's looking for $50,000 Con Ed. What do you got for me?
September 5th. How about those Decembers?
Mr. Zorro, Bud Fox, Jackie Stunner. Yes, sir, I'm aware of that. But if I could just have 5 minutes of your time to explain the extraordinary opportunities presently emerging in the international debt market. No, sir. Bud Fox, Jack. Yes, I am aware of this, sir. But if I could just have 5 minutes of your time to explain the extraordinary opportunities presently emerging in the international debt market, I'm sure that...
Yesterday, it concerns my future. I need the information now, before the close. No, in 10 minutes, it's history. At 4 o'clock, I'm a dinosaur.
Howard, I thought you were a gentleman. Well, sure, it's gone down a bit, but you got the tip. I didn't. What? I didn't tell you to buy it. Why would I tell you to sell it? Look, give it back to who? I can't give it back. You own it. No, he's not here right now. That's what you told us to say.
Give me that phone. Hello. This is the sales manager. What seems to be the problem?
What? Oh, will you give me a break, for Christ's sake? How the hell was I supposed to know you were in surgery? What am I, Marvin the Mind Reader?
No, sir. I'll discuss that with the account executive, and I'll get back to you. No, sir. You're welcome. I'm closing the account out. If he doesn't pay tomorrow, you pay.
Mr. Lynch, I swear to you, he's lying.
We give you one of those rich man's accounts. You tell me that he's going to DK you for a lousy quarter point?
I don't think you're being fair, sir. You assigned me to this guy. You know he's got a history of this kind of bullshit.
Somebody's got to pay. Ain't going to be me.
Buddy, a little trouble, huh, today, buddy?
Howard, the jerk reneged on me. I got to cover his loss to the tune of about $7,000.
Yeah, I'm holding.
I'm tapped out, Mark. American Express got a hitman looking for me.
Well, it could have been worse, right? Could have been my money.
Here, rookie. Let me help you out. I got Casino.
Thanks, Marv. I'll make it up to you.
Yes, I am still here.
You know what my dream is? It's to one day be on the other end of that phone.
Oh, you got it, baby, where the real cheesecake is. Hey, Bud, you forgetting something?
The Gecko phone call?
Buddy, when are you going to realize it's the big game hunters who bag the elephants, not guys like us?
Gordon Gecko?
Oh, Gecko. Gecko's beautiful. 30 seconds after the Challenger blew up, he's on the phone selling NASA stock short.
Mr. Nice.
Yeah, but $47 million he made on the Melcourt deal. $23 on the Imperia deal before he was 40. The guy makes 20 times what Dave Winfield makes in a year, and he talks to everybody.
And he had an ethical bypass at birth.
Hello, Natalie. Guess who? That's right. Every day I say to myself that today could be the day. So what do you say, Natalie? Will you marry me?
That's terrible.
Then can you please get me through to Mr. Gecko?
It concerns his future.
Well, of course he's busy, and so am I. 5 minutes, that's all I'm asking.
Mr. Fox, I've told you before, I'm sure you're a good broker, but our traders deal with the brokers. Mr. Gecko only deals with investment bankers.
Will you at least tell him I called? There are big changes.
Yes, I shall give him your message.
Leo, I understand that, but you have to realize there'll be major subordinated debt involved.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy boy, how you doing?
Oh, great, Charlie. You better be a sin.
You're looking good.
Jesus Christ. Hey, listen. I hear all you guys on Wall Street are millionaires. When you can make us all rich, huh?
You gotta open an account to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Look, you give me $15,000, I'll get you a condo in Florida next Christmas.
Sure, 50, and we'll own the airline by then. If he's gonna make anybody rich, let him make himself rich so he can pay off his school loans.
Nice to see you in such a good mood, Dad. What'd Mom do, give you fish for dinner? You're smoking too much. How many times you gotta go to the hospital to realize?
Leave me alone, will you?
It's the only thing that makes me feel good anymore. There you go, Frank. All set. Spaghetti. Your mother still makes lousy spaghetti.
It's called pasta now, Dad. Spaghetti's out of date.
Yeah, so am I. You want a beer?
Billy, bring a Molson Light for the kid, will you? Good, huh?
It's terrific. Yeah, it's good. We're gonna be at the bar.
All right.
Okay? We're gonna see you, buddy, huh?
Get you up. Take care, buddy. All right, Charlie.
So, you look like you've grown another inch, but you don't look so hot, buddy.
Trying to get bags under your eyes like your old man.
Yeah, had a tough day. Some jerk DK'd me, and I gotta cover his loss.
Speak English, will you?
DK didn't know who I was when the options he bought took a bath. Bastard reneged on me.
I told you not to get into that racket in the first place. You could have been a doctor or a lawyer. If you'd stayed at Blue Star, you could have been a supervisor in customer relations by now instead of going off and being a salesman.
Dad, how many times I gotta tell you, I am not a salesman. I'm an account executive. Pretty soon, I'm moving to the investment banking side of the firm.
You get on the phone and ask strangers for money, right? You're a salesman.
Dad, it takes time. You got to build a client list. I'm doing that. You know, I can make more money in 1 year as a broker than I could in 5 years at this airline.
Thank you, Billy.
Thanks.
I don't get it, kid. You borrow money to go to NYU. The first year out, you make 35 grand. You made 50 grand last year, and you still can't pay off your loans. Where the hell does it all go?
Dad, 50K does not get you to first base in the Big Apple. Not anymore. Look, I got 40% in taxes, 15 grand for rent. I got school loans, car loans, food, parked my car. That's three bills a month. I need good suits, $400 a pop.
So come back home and live rent-free instead of that roach-infected place you're living in. $50,000. Jesus Christ, the whole world's off its rocker. You know, I made a total of $47,000 last year. That's before taxes.
That's Queens, Dad. A 5% mortgage and you rent the top room. Look, I gotta live in Manhattan to be a player. There is no nobility in poverty anymore, Dad. One day you're gonna be proud of me. You'll see.
It's yourself you gotta be proud of, Huckleberry. How much you need?
Can you spare 300? Pay back next month, I promise.
I don't know if I got that much on me.
Come on, not in here, please.
It adds up, kid. You know, 300 here, 200 there, your brother. Well, like I always say, money's only something you need in case you don't die tomorrow. Isn't that right, Carl?
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
All right.
How's work been treating you?
Damn mandatory drug tests are driving my men crazy. I even got flagged the other day for my blood pressure pills. Can you believe that? The only good news is we just had a meeting with the controller about some union business, and guess what?
What?
You remember the accident last year and the investigation that followed?
Yeah.
The FAA is going to rule it was a manufacturing error in the door latch mechanism. I knew it all the time. I kept telling them it wasn't maintenance. It's those goddamn greedy manufacturers out in Cincinnati.
Well, that's great, Dan.
You're damn right. This gets us out from under suspension. We can go for those new routes to Pittsburgh and Boston now. We're going to compete with the big guys.
Well, to Blue Star, as your broker, all I can advise is you hold on to that stock.
What stock? Are you kidding?
You sure about this thing?
What?
The FAA announcement?
Sure, I'm sure. Look at me. You got that mischievous look in your eye, buddy. And you used to smile just like that when you were a kid sleeping. It's true. Just like that.
All right, send him in.
Hello, Natalie. Recognize the voice? I'll give you a hint. You're thinking seriously about marrying me.
What are you doing here?
You are even lovelier than I pictured. Got a birthday present from Mr. Gecko.
First of all, Mr. Fox, you can't just come barging in here. And what makes you think it's his birthday?
Well, it's in the Bible, see? You better go buy him a gift. Please, Natalie, let me give this to him. Cuban cigars, Davidoff, his favorite, and very tough to get. Please, Natalie.
Stay here, I'll see what I can do.
Wait outside.
Yeah, I'll see you shortly. I hope.
Five minutes.
Well, life all comes down to a few moments. This is one of them.
What the hell's going on? I'm looking at 200,000 shares move, pal. I went over part of them. Well, we better be, and I'm gonna come down and eat your lunch for you. Back to two, Alex. Sorry, Jeff. Look, I love that at 40... is an insult at 50. Their analysts, they don't know preferred stock from livestock, all right? So you wait till it heads south, then we raise the sperm count on the deal, okay? Get back at you. This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay? No more than 30, 35%. Just enough to block anybody else's merger plans and find out from the inside if the books are cooked. Looks as good as on paper. We're in the kill zone, pal. We're lock and load. Lunch? Oh, you gotta be kidding. Lunch is for wimps. Okay, Billy, I'll talk at you.
How do you do, Mr. Gecko? I'm Bud Fox.
So you say, nice to meet you. Hope you're intelligent. Where'd you get these?
I got a connection at the airport.
So what's on your mind, Kemosabe? Why am I listening to you? I gotta monitor my blood pressure, so whatever you do, don't upset me.
No, sir.
Within 45 seconds, the microprocessor computes your systolic and diastolic pressure. Got an LCD readout, cost effective. Less than one visit to a doctor.
I just want to let you know, Mr. Gecko, that I've read all about you at NYU Business, and I think you're an incredible genius. I've always dreamed of one thing, and that's to do business with a man like you.
What firm are you with, pal?
Jackson Steinem.
Going places. Good junk bond apartment. You do the financing on that Janssen investment?
Yeah. We're working on some other interesting stuff.
Cosmetic company by any chance? What, are you 12th man the deal team has to know?
I can't tell you that, Mr. Gecko.
So what do you got for your sport? Why are you here?
Chart breakout on this one here, Whitewood Young Industries. Explosive earnings, a 30% discount from book, great cash flow, a couple of 5% holders.
It's a dog.
Very strong management.
It's a dog, pal. What else you got besides connections to the airport?
Mr. Stevenson in San Francisco?
He responded to the offer. What? What the hell is Cromwell doing giving a lecture tour when he's losing $60 million a quarter? Guess he's giving lectures on how to lose money. Jesus Christ, if this guy owned a funeral parlor, no one would die. This turkey is totally brain dead.
All right, Gordon.
Okay, all right, Christmas is over, and business is business. You keep on buying. Dilute the son of a bitch. Ollie, I want every orifice in his fucking body flowing red.
He's flowing, Gordo. Piece of cake.
Doesn't look like it, huh? This guy's the best trader on the streets. Susan, get me the LBO analysis on Teldar Paper. Bring it in here, please.
Gecko, your wife.
What else? What else you got?
Terrafly. Analysts don't like it. I do. The breakup value is twice the market price. This deal finances itself. You sell off two divisions. You keep
that's
the core
not
business.
Not bad for a quant, but that's a dog with different fleas. Come on, pal. Tell me something I don't know. It's my birthday. Surprise me.
Blue Star.
What?
Blue Star Airlines.
Rings the bell somewhere, so what?
It's a comer. 80 medium body jets. 300 pilots. Flies Florida, Canada, Northeast, Caribbean. Great slots in major cities.
I don't like airlines. Lousy unions.
Well, there was a crash last year. They just got a favorable ruling in a lawsuit that even the plaintiffs don't know about.
Well, how do you know about it?
I just know.
The decision should clear the way for new planes and route contracts. There's only a small float out there, so you should grab it. Good for a 5-point pop.
250,000 shares at 18 and a quarter from Janssen. Think I can pull twice that at 18 and a half from the California pensions. We got close to 500,000 shares in the bag.
Huh? The Terminator.
Blow him away, Ollie.
And I'm pretty sure we got the Beezer brothers coming in with us. And I'm working on the Silverberg boys.
Rip their fucking throats out. Stuff them in your garbage compactor. Interesting. You got a card?
Home number's in the back.
Bud Fox, I look at 100 deals a day. I choose one.
I hope to hear from you, sir.
Thanks for the cigars. Let's go, guys. Looks like we're going over 5% in Teldar. Start the lawyers and a tender offer in a 13D. We buy everything in sight, but we don't pay over 22. Now they're gonna fight. They got Myers and Cromberg doing their legal.
Thanks, Natalie.
Have a nice day, Miss Fox.
Mr. Gecko, your conference call is ready. Mr. Sugarman and Mr. Lorenzo in Delaware, Mr. Bernard in Los Angeles, Mr. Jackson and Miss Roscoe in London. They're all on.
But please, I'm begging you. I'm in a bind out here. I've got all these damn new computers and young men that are edging me out here.
Hey, Bud. Did he see you?
Yeah, he saw right through me.
Cheer up, buddy. You shook Gecko the Great's hand. You still got all your fingers right. Besides, this clown is not the only elephant in the jungle. Holy cow, did you get something from him? Tell dark paper, huh?
Nah. It's a dog with fleas.
Fox, where have you been for the last 3 hours? If I were you, and I thank my personal God I am not, I wouldn't be sitting around chin-wagging. Plenty of six-figure names in that zip code file to cold call.
Buddy, got tickets to the Knick game tonight. Go out and cruise some chicks afterwards. This is gonna be awesome. What do you say?
Nah, I gotta read my charts.
Oh, come on, forget charts, will you? We're not fund managers here, baby. Churn 'em and burn 'em. I am offering you the Knicks and chicks. God help you before you turn into poor steeples over there.
Preferably Lou Mannheim.
Oh, yeah, nice guy. Swell fella, but he's a loser. He lost all his equity when the firm went belly up in the recession of 71. Wait, you want to be coming in here in your late 60s still pitching? Hey, bud, whatever happened to that cute analyst over at Clutter and Wicks?
Sydney, Susan, what's her name?
Cindy. Jesus, having sex with her was like reading the Wall Street Journal.
She had a heartbeat.
You want to bet? I got to get to work. See you today.
Call for you, buddy. Pick up two.
Bud Fox.
All right, Bud Fox. I want you to buy 20,000 shares of Blue Star at 15 1/8, 3/8 tops. And don't screw it up, sport. Think you can handle that?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You won't regret this.
Woo! Fuck! I just bagged the elephant.
Gecko. Sport.
Nice to see you again, Mr. Gecko.
Hey, try the steak tartare. It's off the menu. Lewis will make it for you.
Of course, sir. Thank you. Anything to drink, sir?
Just an Evian, please.
Hey, see this? Can you believe it? It's got a 2-inch screen.
No, I can hardly see it.
It's for my kid, Rudy. 3 years old, he's an electronics freak. I tell you, we're going to a new age, pal.
Check.
So how's business today?
Great. Blue Star was at 17 1/4 when I left the office, up from 15. Might's been up to 18 by the bell.
Teldar shooting up. Did you buy any for yourself? I bet you were on the phone 2 minutes after you got out of my office, huh?
No, sir, that wouldn't have been legal.
Sure. Relax, pal. No one's going to blow the whistle on you. Is that legal? Did you put that in my account?
Hey, Gordon.
Georgie, the cellular king. How you been, pal? Oh, Monique, so nice to see you, my dear.
You look wonderful.
Well, you're looking very, very well yourself.
Thank you.
And Mr. Davis, yes?
Good.
Can I get the check here, please?
For
Christ's sakes. Did you cover that Blue Star buy? Put a couple $100,000 on those Bow Wow stocks you mentioned. Pick the dog with the least fleas. Use a stop loss, so downside's $100,000.
and buy a decent suit. You can't come in here looking like this. You just go to Morty Sills, tell him I sent you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gecko. Thank you for the chance. You will not regret this. You're with a winner.
Right. Sorry. Put the rest of the money in a tax-free mutual fund. I want to see how you do before I invest it. And save the cheap salesman talk, will you? It's obvious.
Excuse me, sir?
Ah, you heard me. I don't like losses, boy. Nothing ruins my day more than losses. Now, you do good. You get perks. Lots and lots of perks. Lewis?
Yes, sir.
Take care of my friend.
Thanks.
Have a good lunch, buddy.
Hi, Richard.
Congratulations,
Bud.
Hi.
I'm Lisa. Friend of Gordon's.
Lisa? Gordon? Oh, Mr. Gecko. Sure. Would you like to come in?
Didn't he tell you? Oh, that's so like Gordon. Why don't you get dressed? We're going out.
We are?
Mm. That's it.
So, where are we going?
Wherever you like. Lutes, 21, the River Cafe. Or maybe we could just drive around for a while. Work up an appetite. Want some? Gordon tells me that you're a very talented broker. What do you like?
Like? Well,
I've got this guy who should know who tells me to buy Hewlett Packard, but I've been burned on tips.
Hewlett, well, let's see, it closed at 41 and a quarter, up an eighth. Very attractive. Uh-huh. About average yield. Very attractive. Rising profits. Ooh. Strong balance sheet.
You're hot on this stock.
It's ready to take off. I'd jump all over it if I were you.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Morning, buddy. You look happy.
Well, any better and I'd be guilty.
You were never that innocent, sugar pie.
How do you know? If you wish.
Damn. For sure went down the toilet on that ugly bitch.
Oh, buddy. Mr. Gecko's office is looking for you. Beat the Wyatt Club courts at 6.
sport. Yeah, try harder. Need some exercise, for Christ's sake.
I don't think I can go on, Mr. Gecko.
Let's go, buddy. Push yourself. Finish out the game.
It's a very nice club, Mr. Gecko.
Yeah. Not bad for a city college boy. Bought my way in, now all these Ivy League schmucks are sucking my kneecaps. I just got on the board of the Bronx Zoo. Cost me a mil. That's the thing you gotta remember about wasps. They love animals, they can't stand people.
Mr. Gecko, we took a little loss today. We got stopped out on Terrafly. About $100,000.
Well, I guess your dad's not a union representative of that company, huh?
How do you know about my father?
The most valuable commodity I know of is information. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Public's out there throwing darts at a board, sport. I don't throw darts at a board. I bet on sure things. Read Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Every battle is won before it's ever fought. Think about it.
You're not as smart as I thought you were, buddy boy. Ever wonder why fund managers can't beat the S&P 500?
Because they're sheep. And sheep get slaughtered. I've been in this business since 69. Most of these Harvard MBA types, they don't add up to dog shit. Give me guys that are poor, smart, and hungry. And no feelings. You win a few, you lose a few, but you keep on fighting. And if you need a friend, get a dog.
There's trench warfare out there, pal. Hey, Georgie.
Hey, Gordon.
How's Larchmont treating you?
Fine. How's the Prax ordeal going?
Oh, you should know, pal.
Asshole.
And inside here, too.
I got 20 other brokers analyzing charts, pal. I don't need another one. See you around, buddy. I am not just another broker, Mr. Gecko. If you give me another chance, I'll prove that to you. I'll go the extra yard for you. Just one more chance, Mr. Gecko. Please!
You want another chance?
Fucking A.
You stop sending me information, and you start getting me some. Get dressed. I'll show you my charts. You know the name?
Of course, Larry Wildman, one of the first Raiders.
Sir Larry Wildman, like all Brits, thinks he was born with a better pot to piss in. Bribed an old secretary of mine, open her mouth. Stole RDL Pharmaceuticals right from under me. Wildman, the White Knight.
I remember that deal. You were involved, Mr. Baker?
Payback time, sport. You see that building? I bought that building 10 years ago. My first real estate deal. Sold it 2 years later, made an $800,000 profit. It was better than sex. At time, I thought that was all the money in the world. Now it's a day's pay. Anyway, I had a mole in Wildman's operation. He gave me half the picture, then he got fired.
I don't think I followed him, Mr. Gettle.
Wildman's in town. Just became an American citizen. Something big is going down, okay? I want to know where he goes and what he sees. I want you, pal, to fill out the missing picture.
Mr. Gecko, it's not exactly what I do. I could lose my license. And if the SEC found out, I could go to jail. That's inside information, isn't it?
You mean like when a father tells a son about a court ruling on an airline? Or someone overhears that I'm buying Tildar paper and decides he's going to buy some for himself. Or the chairman of the board of XYZ decides it's time to blow out XYZ. Is that what you mean? I'm afraid, pal, unless your father is on the board of directors of another company, you and I are going to have a very tough time doing business together.
What about hard work?
What about it? You work hard? That you stayed up all night analyzing that dog shit stock you gave me, huh? Where'd it get you? My father, he worked like an elephant pushing electrical supplies till he dropped dead at 49 with a heart attack and tax bills. Wake up, will you, pal?
If you're not inside, you are outside, okay? And I'm not talking about some $400,000 a year working Wall Street stiff, flying first class and being comfortable. I'm talking about liquid. Rich enough to have your own jet. Rich enough not to waste time. $50-100 million, buddy. A player. What, nothing. Now you had what it took to get into my office. Real question is whether you got what it takes to stay. Look at that. Look, are you gonna tell me the difference between this guy and that guy is luck? Muhammad, pull over, will you? If you don't mind, I'd drop you off here. I'm late. Buddy, it's been nice meeting you, okay?
All right, Mr. Gecko. You got me.
One.
Reservations only. We're booked for a whole week now. Please.
All right. Don't touch. Give him this. You know where that plane is going?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
After spending the morning at Con Seidelman on the 14th floor of the junk bond department where Shane Morrow works, he had lunch at that French restaurant, Le Circus, with a group of well-dressed, heavy-set bean counters. Well, he later stopped off at Morgan, and I'd say from all the sweet smiling and palm-pressing going on that Larry got himself some nice fat financing, Gigi.
Right. Not bright enough, Sherlock. Let's roll the dice and play a little Monopoly. What box is Sir Larry going to land on in Erie, Pennsylvania?
Jesus Christ. He's buying Anacott Steel.
Okay. When the market opens tomorrow, I want you to buy 1,500 July 50 calls. You hear me?
1,500, yes, sir.
And start buying 1,000 share blocks and take it up to $50. When it reaches 50, give out a little taste to your friends. Then I want you to call the Wall Street Chronicle, extension 1605. You tell the man, Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel. You got that?
The Wall Street Chronicle.
All right.
Congratulations, buddy. You scored.
I'll catch you.
Oh, fine.
Start buying Anacott steel across the board. Use the offshore accounts. And keep it quiet.
Frank, 10,000 ANC at 46. Let me know how the auctions are opening, okay? Thank you.
How is Anacott Steel?
5 and 3/4 to 6. 2,000 up.
6 or 10,000?
I'll sell you 2,000. 2,000 Anacott.
Not what I said. I said 20,000 shares.
What do you want to buy?
Can I sell 8,000?
At a quarter. 8,000 at a quarter? I'll take 8,000.
8,000 more, price at a quarter. Make it 6 to a half, 2,000 out. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I know what time it is. I realize that the market, and this is what I'm saying to you. We have important financial news, Mr. Ehrlich. Important financial news that just happens to concern your future. You could benefit a great...
Oh, come on, what the hell's going on?
Anacott Steel. Put your best customers in. Lou. I got a sure thing. Anacott Steel.
No such thing except death and taxes. Not a good company anymore. No fundamentals. What's going on, bud? You know something? Remember, there are no shortcuts, son. Quick buck artists come and go with every bull market, but the steady players make it through the bear markets. You're a part of something here, bud. The money you make for people creates science and research jobs. Don't sell that out.
You're right, Lou. You're right. But you gotta get to the big time first. Then you can be a pillar and do good things.
You can't get a little bit pregnant, son.
Lou, trust me. It's a winner. Buy it.
Then we'll have a kaze over to Nell's and chase a little cotton underwear. I know this 18-year-old bimbette that's just gorgeous. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Play some tennis Saturday?
Me teach you how to play tennis. Can. I'm going fly fishing in Canada. Really big fun.
Take Anacott?
Light snack, but good. Thanks, pal. Sharking your way up. Yeah, sure.
No, my dear. You've got to diversify.
I got a sure thing. Anacott Steel.
I've just heard the most lovely two words.
Lou Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel.
Anacott Steel.
Anacott Steel's in play. Check the arms.
Looks like it's being accumulated. We've got a position in.
Yeah. Lou, Anacott. I buy. Yeah. Take it and bid it.
If I'm right, 8 and 3/4 won't matter. I'm taking Anacott.
This is really special. Anacott.
Bet the ranch.
Buy 100,000 shares.
Wildman is sticking around.
It's on automatic pilot system.
Hit 75, we can clean clothes.
Relax, pal.
First lesson in business is don't get emotional about stock. Clouds of judgment.
Which closed at 51 1/8. Up 5 1/8 from yesterday's close on heavy trading.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Bud Fox. I have some papers for Mr. Gecko to sign.
Come in.
Thank you. I'm sorry about this, Mr.
It's all right. It's okay. You want to wait here? You're right.
Problem?
This is no problem. This is Bud Fox, my wife, Kate.
Hello.
Pleasure.
You came out from the city?
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, long drive. You want a drink?
Yeah, you want a drink?
Sure, wouldn't you rather not?
No. Come on, have a drink. Get to meet all the people. It's a good idea. We've got Sam Ruspoli, Carmen Winters, Stowe Livingston, Bud Fox, his illustrious wife, Muffy, Candace Rogers, Dick Brady, and Darian Taylor, all old friends.
Hi.
Great idea, Gordon. I mean, I know good help is hard to find, but can you create?
A dry vodka martini.
Doesn't talk back, doesn't steal the silverware. And Dick here, he's going to get me an exemption, aren't you, Dick?
I'm insane.
Two more.
With this new Kamali leopard skin V-cut bikini, which is going to turn back the clock on my marriage like 5 years. You know what I mean.
Call for you, sir. Sir Lawrence Wildman. He says it's important.
Thank you, Nim. Did you fix Mr. Livingston another martini? Stick around. This could be fun.
And it's all because this Ukrainian bitch botched the job on my wax for my bikini.
Oh, how ghastly. You should sue her.
Larry, what a surprise.
Want to see you, Gordon.
We're going to wait till tomorrow. I got some people over here tonight.
No, this can't wait. It's important.
Okay. All right, if you feel that way, come on over.
Ah, there you are. Listen, can I steal him for a minute?
Of course.
Okay, I want your opinion.
Okay, very well.
So what do you see in this?
Purity. Innocence.
$2,000 down the tubes, if you ask me.
Really? Well, I guess you can kiss your career as an art appraiser goodbye. Because we paid over $400,000 for it at the Contemporary Picture Sale last June.
Jesus, you could add a whole beach house for that.
Sure you could. In Wildwood, New Jersey. If you sold this one, you could have a pretty nice penthouse on Fifth. Well, you wouldn't have much left over for decoration.
Well, it's nice if you're on mushrooms. Well, I thought Gordon was a real tough businessman. He's really taking a bath on that.
A bath? I'd say Gordon is one of the most astute collectors around. He has a great eye and he only buys the best. Like this rug, for instance. A Bokhara. The finest of its kind. The day after he bought it in London, a dealer representing the Saudi royal family offered him twice what he paid. It absolutely makes the room. See how this little bit of celadon in the border is picked up by these cushions on the sofa? Although it's a sacrilege having that Etruscan vase in the center of the coffee table, some dope might use it as an ashtray.
I guess you're a decorator.
You got it. A great spender of other people's money.
Well, if you're that good, I'm sure you could do wonders with my place.
Where would that be?
Upper West Side.
Really? Home of the exposed brick wall and the house plant.
Well, it's just a rental. I'll be moving to the east side soon. A couple of deals brewing with Gordon. But that's just conversation. What about real things? Like dinner? Two of us? Next Friday? Cafe Santo Domingo?
What if I have a previous engagement?
You break it.
There you go again, there you go. Talking with strange men.
Hello. Sam, do you know Bud Fox? Sam, he's in banking. Works for Gordon.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Are you staying for dinner?
No, I've got a lot of work to do.
Ah, the bell.
Excuse me.
Call me next week. I'll give you an estimate. Larry, how have you been?
Fine. Traveling, actually.
Yes, and can I get you a drink?
Nothing, thank you.
Larry! Excuse me, Sir Larry. How are you? God damn, you look great.
Gordon.
So you want to talk?
I guess I'll be heading back now, Mr. Gecko.
Stick around. This is one of my gang, Bud Fox. Should we go upstairs?
Yeah.
The rarest pistol in the world, Larry. A .45 Luger. Only six of them were ever manufactured.
Congratulations. Rarer still is your interest in Anacott steel.
Well, my interest is the same as yours, Larry. Money. Thought it'd be a good investment for my kid.
No, this time I'm in for the long term. It's not a liquidation. I'm going to turn it around. You're getting a free ride on my tail, mate. And with the dollars you're costing me to buy back the stock, I could modernize the plant. I'm not the only one who pays here, Gordon. We're talking about lives and jobs. 3 and 4 generations of steelworkers.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But when you acquired CNX Electronics, you laid off what? 6,000 workers? Jemison Fruit, 4,000? That airline you bought,
Break you, mate. In two pieces over my knees. You know it, I know it. I could buy you six times over. I could dump the stock just to burn your ass. But I happen to want the company. And I want your block of shares. I'm announcing a tender offer at 65 tomorrow. I'm expecting your commitment.
Showdowns bore me, Larry. Nobody wins. You can have the company. In fact, it's going to be fun watching you and your giant ego try to make a horse race of it. Buddy, what's the fair price for that stock?
The breakup value is higher. It's worth 80.
Well, we don't want to be greedy. So what do you say to 72?
You're a two-bit pirate and greenmailer. Nothing more. Gecko. Not only would you sell your mother to make a deal, you'd send a COD.
My mail is the same color as yours is, pal. Or at least it was until the Queen started calling you sir. Now you'll excuse me, all right, before I just lose my temper.
71.
Well, now, considering you brought my mother into it, 71.50.
Done. You're here for my lawyers tomorrow, 8 a.m. Good night.
Yeah, he's right, I had to sell. Key to the game is your capital reserves. You don't have enough, you can't piss in the tall weed to the big dogs.
It was nice.
All warfare is based on deception. Sun Tzu. If your enemy is superior, evade him. If angry, irritate him. If equally matched, fight. And if not, split and reevaluate.
He's learning, huh? But he's learning.
Yeah.
Money never sleeps, pal. Just made 800,000 Hong Kong gold. It's been wired to you.
Play with it. You done good, but you gotta keep doing good. I showed you how the game works. Now school's out.
Mr. Gecko, I'm there for you 110%.
No. You don't understand. I wanna be surprised. Astonish me, pal. New info. I don't care where or how you get it. Just get it. My wife tells me you made a move on Darien. Well, here's some inside info for you. That Euroflask GQ type she's going out with got big bucks, but he's putting her feet to sleep. Exit visas are imminent. So I don't want you losing your place in line.
Ah, oh, Jesus. I wish you could see this. Lights coming up. I've never seen a painting that captures the beauty of the ocean in a moment like this. I'm gonna make you rich, Bud Fox. Yeah, rich enough you can afford a girl like Darien. This is your wake-up call, pal. Go to work.
Barnes?
Buddy D, is this deja vu? What's it been, a year, year and a half?
So, I hear you're moving up in the world. Senior associate. Not bad, not bad. How's Margie?
Can't complain. Got a house in Oyster Bay, you know? Market treating you good? Still seeing that sexy French chick?
I know. No, she asked the wrong question.
What was that?
What are you thinking? The hours are hell, but the cash is starting to tumble in. I know this guy was an ironclad way of making money. I I can't lose and I can't get hurt.
Oh, can't get hurt. Well, so does this guy have a tip for an honest lawyer?
Maybe. Check out Teldar paper. Don't quote me. What about you? I hear you guys are handling the Fairchild Foods merger and it may not be going through. Any surprises I haven't read about in the Wall Street Journal?
Come on, buddy, that's illegal. You wouldn't want to get me disbarred, then, would you?
Oh, who's listening? Just one college buddy talking to another.
Yeah, right.
Oh, relax, Roger. Everybody's doing it. But if you don't know, then you don't know.
And if I did, what's in it for moi?
More money than you ever dreamed of. Nobody gets hurt. You think about it. Let's grab a beer. What do you say?
Not too much to do. But I'll walk you out. Files on the desk, Marie. Get inside my uncle's door, bud. All the secrets of the world are yours. Lifeblood of companies. Of course, you gotta go to law school first, but...
charting the growth of new office space in the city, and I happen to think that you're in the right business at the right time.
Thank you for telling me what I already know.
Look, I'm very impressed with your work in this growing business, and I could use a tax break. Let me ask you something. What would you say to some working capital and a partner?
What makes you think I need a partner?
Look, you got 5 vans, you need 8. 42 employees can't possibly cover the amount of buildings you already got, not to mention the clients you and I can have together. Mr. Panos, I am an expert at identifying undervalued assets such as this business. Well, the good news, Gordon, is Rorker Electronics.
That's right. Now, I see it happening sometime in the next couple of months.
Oh, come on, you gotta be kidding. Their quarterlies are for shit.
Good. Very pleased. What else is it got?
You know Marty Widman? He netted 650G off of that merger. 26 years old, the guy's Rambo.
The guy's an asshole.
The guy is Rambo. He's got himself a Porsche Turbo Cabriolet, about 75,000.
I think that if I can make a bundle of cash, perform 30 and get out of this racket, I'll be able to ride my motorcycle across China.
I'd like to do for furniture what Laura Ashley did for interior fabrics. Produce a line of high-quality antiques at a low price.
Sounds great. I'll take you public.
You will? Help you?
Oh, excuse me. Is this Bill Bates' office?
No.
I'm sorry.
Hiya, Dad.
What brings you out here?
Client. Got a private jet over at Butler.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Mr. Wall Street.
Hey, it's Bozo's to keep us in the air.
Well, how about coming over and give us a hand?
Come on, we'll show you how to do an honest day's work.
All right. Change the oil, fill the tires, and park it out back, all right?
This kid want to buy the plane?
Come on, this guy.
How come you always got to light up when you see me?
Hey, don't start. There you
all right? All right. So who peed in your Cheerios? Goddamn fair wars are killing us. Management's gonna lay off 5 of my men this week, and there's nothing I can do about it.
I'm sorry about that.
So what's with you? How much you need?
I don't need anything. I'm doing great. New client, whole new ball game. Things are really starting to happen.
Yeah, sure. Lots of guys at the track talk like that. But how do you know you have any dough next month? Jesus Christ, what is this? I only gave you a few hundred.
It's a dividend. I figured I borrowed at least 5 grand in pocket change over the years.
Oh, stop it. Come on here, put this towards your school loan.
Oh, forget the loans. Look, Dad, things are good, and it's going to stay that way. Hey, buy yourself a new suit.
What do I need a new suit for? I don't hobnob with the jet set. I just fixed their planes.
Well, then get yourself a decent bowling jacket so when you take Mama, you don't look like the Roto-Rooter man, for Christ's sake. Come on, Dad, what's money for? Enjoy yourself.
Money is one giant pain in the ass, if you ask me, but thanks, kid.
How about dinner?
Yeah, sure, any night this week.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, this week's booked. Listen, I'll check with my girl. I'll get back to you, all right?
Yeah, you do that, Huckleberry. You know where to find me.
All right, I gotta run, Dad. You stop smoking, you hear? I'll talk at you.
It's in both our interests to put a safe distance between you and us. You understand that, Mr. Fox?
Sure.
This gives you limited power of attorney for Mr. Gecko's account. Every trade you make is at your discretion. Every ticket you buy must be marked power of attorney. That means that you call the shots. Mr. Gecko has absolutely no official knowledge of what stocks you're buying. All right? Just sign it at the end, twice.
Never knew how poor I was till I started making a little money.
As you know, your transactions will be monitored by Stockwatch. If any trouble does arise, you are on your own out there. I mean, trail does stop with you. You understand?
Spread the buy orders over different accounts, you won't get burnt.
I think I have some friends that won't mind making some easy money.
Rudy Gazzuti,
you know,
how's
Gecko
my
cutie? Particularly
beauty?
Interested in Tell That Paper.
Yes, he
see. We need to vote for the showdown, but we don't want to go public with an amendment on our SEC filing.
Bonjour, monsieur buddy.
Bonjour, monsieur buddy.
Ah, speaks French already. Kid had the highest score in his IQ test.
It is so difficult to get into a good nursery school
now. You
got
to park Keldar with third party.
Oh!
And then go to your home just to make sure you're acceptable. That's it for you with the grown-ups, young man. Nicole,
yes,
would you take him for a nap now, please?
Yeah, Monty.
Give him a bath and put that cute little black suit on him.
This is a contact at one of our offshore banks.
They are the newest thing.
On settlement day, you'll open an account there for Mr. Gecko under the name Geneva Roth Holding Corp. Then you'll wire transfer the money to this account in the Cayman Islands.
You're gonna make a lot of money, pal. Stakes are going up. No mistakes.
Piece of cake, Gordon.
If I could have anything, this would almost do.
Almost?
So how'd your conference go with Gordon?
Went fine. Reached an agreement and decided to split up the world between us.
You have modest wants. I like that in a man.
What do you want?
Let's see. A Turner. A perfect canary diamond. World peace, the best of everything.
Well, why stop at that?
I don't.
Look, my client wants to buy a large block of Teldar, and he needs to spread it around. I'll park some money in your account, and if it hits, you get a big cut. I'm telling you, this is the easiest money you've ever made.
All right, bud. Let's do it.
We go way back, Harry. You know, I've put a lot of
money into this firm over the years, and I brought in a lot of business.
You've taken enough out, too, you know that. You should have something put aside,
well,
for
Christ's
sake. Well, I
don't. I mean, with the divorces and everything, I haven't had a chance. And the kids?
The bridges are burned.
When you fire me, I'm finished here. Finished on the street.
How do you think I feel about
it? Well, I know. How do you think I feel? I mean, I've got a lot of responsibilities, and I've got two kids.
What's going on?
Lynch is giving him the boot. Not pulling his quota. We're all just one trade away from humility, bud.
Your research report on GM and a conference call on defense stock in my office 7 a.m. tomorrow. No RSVP required. Just be there. Now, on a more inspiring note, I am pleased to announce that the new office record for a single month's gross commission from the wealthy individual accounts goes to Bud Fox. Shows cold calling does work, fellas. Way to go, Bud. Super job. Come on up here.
Bud, congrats. You just made my life twice as hard around here.
You're on a roll, kid. Enjoy it while it lasts, because it never does.
Just kicking ass and taking names, Lou.
Come along with me, bud. This is yours now, bud. Credenza, tree, windows, and significantly more attractive, your private secretary, Janet.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Fox.
Hello, Janet. Well, I don't really know what to say. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lynch.
No, I thank you, bud. The minute I laid my eyes on you, I knew that you had what it takes. Now you can focus on the big ticket retail.
Oh, this is very nice. This is very nice. So what's it, Mr. Cocksucker now?
Everybody tells you they hate the Upper East Side. They want to live on the West Side. But believe me, when it's resale time, the East Side moves all the time. I mean, what do you got on the West Side? Sean and Madonna? Trust me. Massage, sauna, jacuzzi, tanning salons. Best schools in the city. You know, a cute young boy like you got to think of a future lady friend in your life when you're finished wolfing around. Of course, I'm taken. Oak strip floors. My husband can get you 10% mortgage. You know, I would do it myself, except I'm into four other deals right now. So I got a 4 o'clock and a 5. One of them's an all-cash type. Monique something or other. Look, maybe you'd like to see something cheaper that I got over on First Avenue. Honey, the meter's running. Anybody home?
All right. Offer 950.
You know, I got something over on Sutton Place. It's $1.5 million, but now we're talking duplex.
No. This is it. This is home.
Some garden come up next week to photograph it before it gets lived in. Do you mind?
Hey, Jerry, Matt, what do you got?
Oh no, 37 and a half. Convert the bonds, check the price from Tokyo at 8 o'clock your time. Right.
Thank you.
al rintorno, rintorno mi vedo, del mio cuore l'imperanza è da meglio una che ad altra realtà. La costoro a tenenza e valdoro, sfiga il fato e il mio alla vita.
Isn't it perfect?
It's too perfect. Let's not even eat. Let's just watch it. Think about it.
Bed.
$1,600,000, $1,700,000 on my left now. Against you, $1,800,000. That's $1,900,000. New bidder this side. $1,900,000, $2,000,000 here now. Not yours. At $2,100,000. $2,100,000. Fair warning then. Selling for $2,100,000. All done. For you, sir. $2,100,000.
What do you say we get a suite at the Carlisle? Champagne, caviar, celebrate just like old times.
Come on, Gordon, those days are over.
Well, you can't blame me for trying. You're as beautiful as that painting I just bought. Sunshine, what's wrong? Looks like you got a bad case of puppy love.
I think I'm falling for Bud.
Don't fall too far. He hasn't been around the block yet. You have. Told him about us?
Oh, are you crazy? I don't want him to ever know, do you understand?
Mom was the word. You and I are the same, Darian. We are smart enough not to buy into the oldest myth running, love. Addiction created by people to keep them from jumping out of windows.
You know, sometimes I miss you, Gordon. You're really twisted.
Christ's sake, Jack, it's easy. On settlement day, you endorse a check to Blue Horseshoe Trading Company, and then I'll send you your cut. What? No, that's the bottom line. Nobody gets hurt.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Things so bad around here, even the liars are complaining,
but not with you. No, you're making big money. What's the bottom line?
Hey, look! Work it up. I am sick and tired of playing wet nurse to you all the time, all right? Will you do your own homework, Marv?
What an asshole, man. That's a shame.
Yeah, Frank. Work 500,000 shares Teldar with a limit of 26. New account. Don't fuck it up.
Leslie!
How's Teldar doing?
No. Back again?
He's got a real appetite, Leslie.
Make it five to a half. A couple of thousand up.
I gotta buy some stock here. What do you offer to him?
What are we looking at, Mike?
Excuse me.
An offer on
80,000 and a half.
I'll take it.
80,000 trades and a half. Put it on the table. Take a quarter, three quarters, a couple of thousand up.
Ladies and gentlemen, is under siege from Gordon Gekko. Teldar paper is now leveraged to the hilt like some piss-poor South American country. I strongly recommend you to see through Mr. Gekko's shameless intention here to strip this company and severely penalize the stockholders. I strongly recommend you to reject his tender by voting for management's restructuring of the stock.
I think.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity you're giving me, Mr. Cromwell, as the single largest shareholder in Teldar Paper, to speak. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to the stockholder. The Carnegies, the Mellons, the men that built this great industrial empire made sure of it because it was their money at stake. Today, management has no stake in the company. Altogether, these men sitting up here own less than 3% of the company. And where does Mr. Cromwell put his $1 million salary? Not in Teldar stock. He owns less than 1%. You own the company. That's right. You, the stockholder, and you are all being royally screwed over by these bureaucrats with their steak lunches, their hunting and fishing trips, their corporate jets and golden parachutes.
This is an outrage. You're out of line, Gecko.
Teldar Paper, Mr. Cromwell, Teldar Paper has 33 different vice presidents, each earning over $200,000 a year. Now, I have spent the last 2 months analyzing what all these guys do, and I still can't figure it out. One thing I do know is that our paper company lost $110 million last year, and I'll bet that half of that was spent in all the paperwork going back and forth between all these vice presidents. The new law of evolution in corporate America seems to be survival of the unfittest. Well, in my book, you either do it right or you get eliminated. In the last 7 deals that I've been involved with, there were 2.5 million stockholders who have made a pre-tax profit of $12 billion. Thank you. I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
Great. Fly me great. To the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Buy me 20 June Eurodollar CDs, 20 March gold, and sell 10 September Deutschmarks.
Right. Talk at you, babe.
Buddy, I hate to tell you this, but you are a genius. Darren, lightning has struck. The light bulb has been invented. Blue Star Airlines. Edison, Da Vinci, Einstein, they're all watching me.
Remember here, the 60-hour work week? You've got to go to work in a couple of hours, and I'm getting psychotic from a lack of REM sleep.
Oh, you think I'm going to broker the rest of my life? Come on, Darian. I am going to be a giant, an entrepreneur in the Italian 16th century sense of the word. A mover, a shaker.
I'm shooting for the stars, Darian. You're coming along for the ride.
Blue Star's an unpolished gem, Gordon, right out of the garbage. A half-assed management being decimated by a price war they cannot win. But the gates at LaGuardia alone can bail us out. If it's worth a dime, it's worth $10 a share. They're ripe to fall.
Mixed emotions, buddy. Like Larry Wildman going off a cliff in my new Maserati. Guys like me have had their asses hung in a sling with the airlines. fuel could go up. Unions are killers.
Yeah, yeah, but come on, Gordon, aren't you forgetting one thing? Capital reserves. This company has $75 million cash in an overfunded pension. That buys us a lot of credibility. And the beauty is, you already own close to 2% of this sucker.
Gordon, the insurance people are balking on the logging trucks. What do you want to do?
You tell those spineless assholes we'll self-insure if they don't write.
I can't believe it. You fire half the management, nothing changes.
Gordon, what I want, and I've never asked you for anything, is to be your co-pilot on this one. I want to take this airline, turn it around, and make it work. It's going to make us a fortune.
I got a stockbroker who wants to run an airline. It's going to take me 2 years and 2,000 headaches to turn Teldar paper out. What the hell do I need a dink airline for? I'm up to my ass with more nuts than a fruitcake.
I've worked at Blue Star, Gordon. I know my way around. I have friends there, inside.
Now, what do you mean?
The three unions. It's 43% of Blue Star's operating budget. The hourly cost of a flight crew is $8.50 an hour. That's the real hidden value, Gigi. If you can negotiate that out, get a crew down to $350, $400 an hour, this airline is going to be the hottest thing since Texas Air.
What makes you think you can?
I can talk to these people, Gordon. They trust me. My father can be a big help in getting cuts.
All right, Susan, get Buckingham on the phone. Tell him to look into it. So the Falcons heard the Falconer, huh?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son. Sorry I'm late.
It's okay. Overdressed as usual. Well, come on in. Everybody's here. Couldn't start the show without you.
The lousy Republican.
I decorate for Democrats, too. Lots of them. I'm Darian Taylor.
Oh, hi.
Buzz told me all about you.
Well, I don't believe a word he said. I never beat him, and I never locked him in a closet.
Forgot to tell you about the closet.
I think he turned out okay.
Buzz's a born liar. Otherwise, he's a good kid.
Oh, I hope you come here more often, under less formal circumstances.
Thank you.
Dad, I think you know Duncan Wilmore.
Since before you were born. How are you,
Pilot Union. Tony Carpenter, flight attendant.
Hi,
Carl, how are you?
And I'd like you to meet Mr. Gecko.
Mr. Fox.
Hi.
Pleasure to meet you.
His attorney, Mr. Saul.
I'd be proud to have a son like Buddy. He's got a hell of a career in front of him, huh?
I'm glad you think so. I thought this was an informal gathering. What's your attorney doing here?
Harold, you don't mind walking around the block a couple hundred times, do you?
Of course.
Thank you.
No offense.
None taken.
Well, that's okay, Gordon. Bud does it all the time.
Look, I got no illusions about winning a popularity contest with any of you. I got roasted the other night. A friend of mine asked, why are we honoring this man? We run out of human beings? I mean, it's not always the most popular guy who gets the job done. You got losses of $20 to $30 million, dividends cut to zero, and you're being squeezed to death by the majors. Now, present management may not be the worst scum of the earth, but they're the guys that put you on this kamikaze course, and pretty soon everybody is going to be scrambling for parachutes. Only there's not enough to go around. Management has them. You don't. Now, if they throw Blue Star into Chapter 11, which I think they will, they're going to use the bankruptcy laws to break your unions, your contracts, and throw you guys off the property.
Oh, come on. I mean, with all due respect, Mr. Gecko, what's to prevent you from doing the same damn thing?
Because I got a way around all this. A way we can all make money and make the airline profitable. So what do you say we cut to the chase? I'm asking for a modest 20% across-the-board wage cut and 7 more hours a month.
What kind of time frame are you talking about here?
Give me a year. If we're still losing money, the reduction stands. If, however, we're in the black, I'll return part of the give-back, salaries go back to their present level, and we initiate an employee profit-sharing program with stock. You're going to own part of the airline.
Are you prepared to put that in writing?
I'll have a letter of agreement drafted up within 2 days.
What's your marketing strategy? How do you intend to return us to profitability?
Why don't I give Buddy an opportunity to answer that? Buddy?
Thank you, Gordon. First of all, I want you all to know that my door will always be open to you, because I know from my dad that it's you guys that keep Blue Star flying. Now, what I've come up with here is a basic three-point plan, all right? One, we modernize. Our computer software is dog shit. We update it. We squeeze every dollar out of each seat and mile flown. You don't sell a seat to a guy for $79 when he's willing to pay $379. Effective inventory management through computerization will increase our load factor by 5 to 20%. That translates to approximately $50 to $200 million in revenues. The point being, we can beat the majors at a price war. Two, advertising. Very important. More, and aggressive. We attack the majors. Three, expansion. We expand our hubs to Atlanta, North Carolina, and St. Louis. And we reorganize all of our feeder schedules. We gotta think big, guys. We're going after the majors.
Well, the cards on the table, guys. What do you say?
Well, if you mean what you say, I think we're probably in the ballpark. I guess I can take it to my people.
Good.
You've sketched some broad strokes. I would like to see the fine print. But I like what I hear so far.
Well, I guess if a man lives long enough, he gets to see everything. I do mean everything. What else you got in your bag of tricks, Mr. Gecko?
Frankly, Carl, I can't see giving much more, but if you have any suggestions, I'll be very happy to listen.
There came into Egypt a pharaoh who did not know.
I beg your pardon, is that a proverb?
No, a prophecy. The rich have been doing it to the poor since the beginning of time. The only difference between the pyramids and the Empire State Building is the Egyptians didn't allow unions. I know what this guy's all about. Greed. He don't give a damn about Blue Star or the unions. He's in and out for the buck, and he don't take prisoners.
Now, wait just a minute, Dad.
Sure. Now, what's worth doing is worth doing for money. It's a bad bargain and nobody gains. And if we do this deal, everybody gains.
Of course, my son did work as a baggage handler and freight loader for 3 summers. With those qualifications, why should we doubt his ability to run an airline?
Fine, you don't want to stay with the scum and present management dedicated to running you and your airline into the ground.
That scum built the company up with one plane in 30 years and made something out of nothing. If that's a scum, I'll take it over a rat any day. You know where I stand. Good night, all.
Well, congratulations, Dad. You just did a great job of embarrassing me in there, not to mention yourself. Look, save the Workers of the World Unite speech for next time. I heard it too much growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You are going to get axed, Dad. No two ways about it. You and the whole shitty airline are going right down the tubes, just like Brandon. And if it isn't Gecko, it's going to be some other killer.
He's using you, kid. He's got your prick in his back pocket, but you're too blind to see it.
No. What I see is a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son's become more successful than he has.
What you see is a guy who never measured a man's success by the size of his wallet!
That's because you never had the guts to go out into the world and stake your own claim!
Boy, if that's the way you feel, I must have done a really lousy job as a father.
As far as being axed, I'm still around, and as long as I am, I have a responsibility to the union membership I represent.
Your responsibility, Dad, is to present the facts, not your opinions to your men. You're going to destroy their lives. Don't do it. Let the membership decide for themselves.
When my men come to me tomorrow morning wanting to know what the hell's going on, I'll be damned if I'm going to lie. Oh, yeah, your men! Your fucking men! All my life, your men have been able to count on you! Why is it you've never been there for me, huh? And so what if you're wrong? What if one day the sun didn't rise in the east, the birds didn't fly south for the winter, and for once your compass was off? Would you be willing to wreck your men's future? My future? Dad, think for a change. Be practical. I'm asking you. Fucking begging you.
I don't go to sleep with no whore, and I don't wake up with no whore. That's how I live with myself. I don't know how you do it.
I hope I'm wrong about this guy. But I'll let the men decide for themselves. That much I promise you.
Looks like we got a guy at Jackson Steinem buying large chunks of Teldar paper for an offshore account.
Come on in.
So, what's the problem?
Do you know what the fuck the problem is?
What?
You don't know?
I don't know.
Well, shit. I mean, I get a strange call from the SEC. You know, they asked to see my records. This is heavy, bud, you know?
Hey, relax, Roger.
Relax.
You're 82 M in the account numbers, and I'm the invisible man.
Well, that's good for you, bud, you know.
They're always looking for red flags. Gecko's always getting checked by them. They never come up with anything, Raj. Hey. We're invulnerable on this planet.
Listen, you know, I just want to slow down, bud. All right? No more lunches, no calls, all right? We suspend our business, all right?
Whatever you want, Raj. It's cool.
Excuse me. Hey, Raj, can you come on back in? Bring the cost report with you.
All right.
Starting again.
Yep. Gecko's asked us into the Blue Star to be reviewing timetables. You want to come?
Well, he didn't tell me about that.
Well, you're the president of the company. What the hell do you know anyway, right? Guys, new chief of Blue Star, Bud Fox.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Bud.
Look, guys, what's the problem? It's time to kill. Gecko's got 12% of the stock in Climate. Plus, he's got the unions in his back pocket. And everybody knows that this stock's in play. By next week, the street's going to own Blue Star. Is the bank financing in place? Or are we going to sit around and have more and more of these ridiculous meetings? Our firm committed weeks ago 25%. Of the total long-term debt structure, and unless you guys sign this piece of paper right now, I'm going to pull and go to another bank for the 75.
Look, we've got 30 banks ready to participate in a four-year revolving credit line, but we must have your assurance that you will pay back most of the loan in the first 12 months. And the only way we can see this happening is liquidating the hangars and the planes. Can you people guarantee the liquidation of Blue Star?
Guarantee? No sweat. We got the Beesburg brothers lined up to build condos where the hangars are. I mean, lay the airplanes off to the Mexicans who are dumb enough to buy them. And I got the Texas boys drilling at my kneecaps for the roots of the slots. What's your problem? It's done.
Price tags on the 737s, gates, hangars, roots.
We got it nailed right down to the typewriters. Of course, the beauty of this deal is the overfunded pension. Gecko makes $75 million there. $50 million buys in the minimum annuities for 6,000 employees. And he walks away with the rest. I figure he'll make $70 million. Not bad for a month's work. Your boy really did his homework, Fox. And you'll have the shortest executive career since that Pope that got poisoned. Now,
you'll
really start believing Gecko the Great.
Yes, he'd like to change that appointment.
Hold this.
Bud, you can't go in there. He's in a meeting.
Alex has come up with a really ingenious way for us to... I don't know. We had a meeting scheduled today, sport.
I didn't either. I think we should talk, Gordon.
Would you gentlemen excuse us for a second, please?
Why don't you come this way, Jen?
Thank you, Alex. What the hell do you want?
I just found out about the garage sale down at Blue Star. Why?
Last night I was reading Rudy the story of Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Pot. You know what happened. Stuck his nose in the pot once too often, and he got stuck.
Maybe you ought to read him Pinocchio, Gordon.
I thought that you were going to turn Blue Star around, not upside down. You fucking used me.
Well, you're walking around blind without a cane, pal. Fool and his money are lucky enough to get together in the first place.
But why do you need to wreck this company?
Because it's wreckable, all right? I took another look at it and I changed my mind.
If these people lose their jobs, they got nowhere to go. My father has worked there for 24 years. I gave him my word.
It's all about bucks, kid. The rest is conversation. Hey, buddy, you're still going to be president, all right? And when the time comes, you're going to parachute out a rich man. With the money you're going to make, your dad's never going to have to work another day in his life.
So tell me, Gordon, when does it all end, huh? How many yachts can you water ski behind? How much is enough?
It's not a question of enough, pal. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses. Money itself isn't lost or made. It's simply transferred from one perception to another. Like magic. This painting here, I bought it 10 years ago for $60,000. I could sell it today for $600,000. The illusion has become real. And the more real it becomes, the more desperate they want it. Capitalism at its finest.
How much is enough, Gordon?
The richest 1% of this country owns half our country's wealth, $5 trillion. 1/3 of that comes from hard work, 2/3 comes from inheritance, interest on interest accumulating to widows and idiot sons, and what I do, stock and real estate speculation. It's bullshit. You got 90% of the American public out there with little or no net worth. I create nothing. I own. We make the rules, pal. The news, war, peace, famine, upheaval, the price of a paperclip. We pick that rabbit out of the hat while everybody sits out there wondering how the hell we did it. Now, you're not naive enough to think we're living in a democracy, are you, buddy? It's the free market. And you're part of it. You got that killer instinct. Stick around, pal. I still got a lot to teach you.
Obviously.
Oh, buddy, come on. Look, I was going to tell you about it, all right? Calm down, all right? We'll go up to the apartment tonight, have a little dinner. You bring Darian.
No, I can't. I can't make it tonight.
Go hey, on. Buddy. Are you with me? I need to know if you're with me.
I'm with you, Gordon.
Natalie, I'll be right there.
Yes, Mr. Gecko.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ollie.
Yeah.
You tell them I want Ziploc mouths on the Blue Star deal, or I'm personally going to come down there and rip out their fucking throats.
What's going on?
I've been played like a grand piano by the master, Gecko the Great. Today was the big crash. The liquidation sale. He's gonna carve Blue Star into little pieces and sell it all off. Bastard.
I'm sorry. I was afraid something like this could happen.
I handed it to him on a silver platter. I told my father. I told those people.
Bud, it's not your fault. And it's not your decision.
I'm not gonna let it happen.
Don't cross Gordon. He'll crush you. If Gordon doesn't buy Blue Star, someone else will. And who's to say they won't do the same thing?
At least I won't be pulling the trigger.
Why are you doing this? You've worked hard to get where you are. We're so close. You don't want to throw it all away.
Look, I can stay with the firm. And you're doing fine. We can survive without Gordon Gekko.
I'm not looking to just survive. I've been doing that all my life. Cut this self-pity crap, bud.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
It means if you make an enemy of Gordon Gekko, I can't be there to stand by you.
Well, do you really mean that? What'd he promise you? Take you public? I guess without Gordon's money and seal of approval, not such a hot investment anymore. You're just the best money can buy, Darian.
You're not exactly pure, bud. You went after Gekko with the same vengeance you went after me. Look in the mirror.
I'm looking, but I sure don't like what I see.
Fair enough. But it's not that simple, bud. When I was down and had nothing, it was Gordon who helped me. He got me all my clients, you among them. And can take them away from me like that. You may find out one day that when you've had money and lost it, it's much worse than never having had it at all.
Oh, yeah? That is bullshit! Hey! Hey! You step out that door, and I am changing the locks!
You may not believe this, bud, but I really do care for you. We would have made a good team. I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, the market is dead right now. I mean, even the rich are bitches. The only thing that's moving is the Puerto Ricans and cockroaches, and what with the high commission that I get.
Hey, look, save the rap, all right? Just sell the fucker fast.
He is. Buddy, where you been the last 2 days?
Yeah, to get my father on the phone and the other two union reps.
Your mom's been calling, Bud. Your father's, he's.
What? What happened?
He had a heart attack, hon, but he's all right. He's at St. John's.
Oh, Christ. Mom, how is he?
I was complaining about chest pains at work, and the next thing I know, he's collapsed. You gotta talk to him.
All right, don't worry. He's a tough old nut, your dad. He's got another 20 years.
He's gonna be fine, buddy.
Is he conscious?
Hey, Dad.
You're looking younger every day. Didn't I tell you never to lift a 747 by yourself? You even got me smoking now. It's your second heart attack, Dad. You're pushing your luck. I hope you know that. I guess I never told you. But I love you, Dad. I love you so much. I'm sorry about the things I said. You're the only honest man I know.
The best.
But I got a plan, Dad. They can save the airline. I know you got no reason to believe me, but you have to trust me, okay? I need to speak to the union members. Can I speak for you? Your words, not mine.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
All right, the stock's at 19 and a quarter, and it's going up. Now, Gecko figures by breaking up Blue Star, it's worth at least $30 a share. He'll buy up to 23 or 24 and still think he's making money.
How do you know it's going to go up?
Well, I don't think you want to know any more than that, Duncan. Let's just say I have some friends, right?
Okay. What happens now?
All right, when it hits 23, you guys go to Gecko and you lower the boom. When he learns that he has no union concessions, he'll jump ship and sell everything he's got.
Yeah, but who's going to buy then, and what's to prevent some other shark from coming along and devouring us?
We have an appointment to see Mr. Wildman. Sir Lawrence, or can I call you Larry? What would you say to owning Blue Star Airlines with union concessions at $18 a share, and in the process, hanging Gordon Gecko out in the wind to twist?
I might be very interested. Why you, mate? What's a bloke like you doing mixed up with Gecko?
Well, let's just say that me and Mr. Gecko have a serious conflict of interest. But we all want to see this airline work. These figures show that it can.
You're prepared to take these large salary cuts?
Yeah, we are, but we want a contract agreement that's ironclad. So if you buy it, you can't break it up.
I'm still listening.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Say, why don't you get the hell out of my office?
Look, Marv, I know I've been a bit of a schmuck lately, and I just want to apologize.
You've been a real schmuck lately. But go thou and sin no more.
I want to make it up to you. Blue Star, put all your clients in it.
Okay, buddy, buddy. We are back in business on Blue Star.
Blue Star, Mr. Mannheim. Put all your clients in it. It's gonna move.
I don't know where you get your information, son, but I don't like it. The main thing about money, bud, makes you do things you don't want to do.
Marty, I need a favor. It's a quick scalp for you. 200,000 shares Blue Star at 19 and a half. Can you position it in one of your equity funds?
Chronicles on 7.
Hold, Marty. Listen, Blue Horseshoe loves Blue Star Airlines. Got it?
Got it.
Right. Marty, you still there?
Yeah.
Blue Star's in play. Let's check it out.
I do love it so.
Yeah, Gordon, I see it at 21 and 5/8. I don't know what to make of it.
The word is out, pal. Your union buddies are talking. You get me in at a 45-degree angle. I mean all the way in. You slash and burn. You buy everything in sight up till 22. Then call me. When I get hold of the son of a bitch who leaked this, I'm going to tear his eyeballs out. I'm going to suck his fucking skull.
Stock's going to Pluto, man.
Start unloading.
What? Sell?
Dump it now. Dump it all. Where's Lou?
Right over there. Ken. Yeah, Ken. Marvin Jackson Steiner. We got to dump this, baby. You got to take the money and run on BSC, okay? We're getting out now.
It's got to be a big hitter.
Mr. Gecko, there's a whole batch of people from Blue Star Airlines demanding to see you.
What the hell do they want?
I'd be happy to tell you. We know what you're up to, Gecko. And let me tell you this from right here. You can go straight to hell. No way you're going to break up our airline.
You must know something nobody else knows. If that's my plans, that's the first I've heard of it.
Would you care to put that in writing, please?
I'd like to remind you that we have an agreement, which I expect you to honor.
Well, in that case, you better hope to have your pilot's license.
Don't worry, Gecko. We won't let the engines fall out of the plane.
But those flight reservation systems can get awfully screwed up if we're not paying attention.
And a lot of the baggage headed for St. Petersburg could very easily wind up in Pittsburgh.
Hey, look, all right? Somebody else wants to buy your airline. Now, you want to be Pac-Man and gobbled up by Attila Hunt? You be my guest.
We'll take our chances. Nice to see you, Gecko.
Fox says Blue Star just hit 23. What do you want him to do?
Sell it all. What the hell? So we only make 10 million.
Sell it. Yes, all of it.
Goddamn connection here!
Bob, Marty, Jackson, Steinem. We're in big trouble on BST, pal. You gotta get out now.
Another 30,000.
Ow! Gecko is on the ropes. He's trying to sell, but there's not many takers. The stock is plummeting.
Well, then, I guess I'll have to carry him a few rounds before he drops. Don't make a big deal of it. Buy it lightly on the way down. When it hits 18, buy it all.
Piece of cake, Larry.
What the hell there? What is off at an 18?
18
for
500,000. I don't know. There's got to be a way out of this, Gordon.
Sure, Harold. Why don't you dial 911?
Fox is on 4.
Hey, Fox, where the hell are you? I am losing millions. Now, you got me in this airline. You sure as hell better get me out of the only job you're ever going to have on this street is sweeping it. You hear me, Fox?
You once told me don't get emotional about stock, Gordon. Don't. The bid is 16 and a half and going down. As your broker, I advise you to take it.
Yeah? Will you take it? Right in the ass, you fucking scumbag cocksucker!
It's 2 minutes to close, Gordon. What do you want to do? Decide.
Dump it.
The big Wall Street story today was the roller coaster ride of Blue Star Airlines. Fueled by takeover rumors, the stock soared to an all-time high of 24 and an eighth. Then, when contradictory rumors later surfaced that the takeover was unfounded, buyers went running for cover and the stock plummeted on gigantic volume to as low as 16 and a half before closing at 17. But then tonight, amidst all the scuttlebutt, another rumble shook the street. According to many sources, Raider Sir Lawrence Wildman has stepped in and bought a substantial block of Blue Star. He's going to announce a deal tomorrow at 18 that includes the support of the unions. This reporter talked today with a leading stock market technical analyst in order to better understand the ramifications of such wild...
Son of a...
Smile, Carolyn.
There's justice in the world.
Morning, folks. Did somebody die?
Yeah.
Morning, Chucky. Morning, Lou.
Bud.
Bud, I like you. Just remember something. Man looks in the abyss. There's nothing staring back at him. At that moment, a man finds his character. And that is what keeps him out of the abyss.
I think I understand. Jenna, get my father away.
He just came in. I'll call you back.
Guess you're not here to open an IRA, huh?
Fox, I'm Henry Patterson with the Postal Inspection Service. This is Mr. Ebenhopper from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Evan Morrissey from the Securities and Exchange Enforcement Office.
You're under arrest, Mr. Fox.
for conspiracy to commit securities fraud and for violating the Insider Traders Sanction Act.
The minute I laid eyes on you, I knew you were no good.
You have the right to remain silent and refuse to answer questions. Do you understand? Anything you do say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to consult an attorney before speaking to the police and to have an attorney present during any questioning now or in the future.
So long, Carolyn.
Hiya, buddy.
Gordon.
Sandbagged me on Blue Star. I guess you think you taught the teacher a lesson that the tail can wag the dog, huh? Well, let me clue you in, pal. The ice is melting right underneath your feet. You think you could have got this far this fast with anybody else, huh? You think you'd be out there dicking someone like Darian? No. Or you'd be cold calling widows and dentists to buy 20 shares of some fucking dog shit stock. I took you in. You! A nobody! I opened the doors for you. I showed you how the system works. The value of information, how to get it. Full of oil, rant resources, geodynamics, and this is how you fucking pay me back, you cockroach. I gave you Darian. I gave you your manhood. I gave you everything. You've been one of the great ones, buddy. I look at you, and I see myself. Why?
I don't know. I guess I realized that I'm just Bud Fox. As much as I wanted to be Gordon Gekko, I'll always be Bud Fox.
The right thing, bud.
You told the truth and gave the money back. All things considered in this cockamamie world, you're shooting par.
You helped save the airline, and the airline people are going to remember you for it.
That's right. If I were you, I'd think about the job at Blue Star that Wildman offered you.
Dad, I'm going to jail, and you know it.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the price, son. It's gonna be hard on you, that's for sure. Maybe in some kind of screwed up way, it's the best thing that could have happened to you. Stop going for the easy buck and produce something with your life. Create instead of living off the buying and selling of others. We'll park the car and catch up with you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.